You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan, and it is awesome to be with you today. I'm getting ready to have a conversation with Claire Fick. Claire is a partnerships manager at a company called Company Cam, which means that she gets to form relationships and collaborate with some of the best coaches, influencers, and contractors in the industry. Claire fosters relationships, travels to conferences, speaks on the importance of photo documentation for the growth of your business. When she isn't working for you, you can find her hiking, doing yoga, enjoying the beach in her sunny home. She lives in Santa Barbara, California. And we're going to be talking a lot about how Company Cam might be a really good fit for your business to help your team function better and provide better service to your customer. Let's introduce you to Claire. Claire, I am really glad that we've been able to get you on the show. I know you're currently on the road in Nebraska, but for those who don't yet know who you are or maybe what your company does, let's maybe just start there. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to be on the show and chat with you today. It's going to be a great combo. My name's Claire. I work for a company called Company Cam, and we are a software for contractors across all trades. But I specifically, in the past 2 years, have worked directly with home services trades, so specifically HVAC, plumbing, electric. And it's been really fun to dive in, learn all about the individual trades and their needs. And then a little bit on the side of Company Cam. Company Cam is all about photo documentation. So to put it really quick and dirty, it's a mobile app that captures all of your photos, videos, and organizes all of them by location, date, and time, and then puts them all into their correct folders. And it's cloud-based, so that means your entire team is all under one account and everybody's on the same page. They can see what happened from start to finish. Maybe you've been working with a client for 10 years. If you had Company Cam for 10 years and were documenting on Company Cam, you'd be able to see all the photos, all the videos, all the notes that pertain to that one customer, right? So just being able to have that intel is incredibly important for all contractors. Photos are incredibly important across all different parts of a company. But specifically within these trades, it's really helpful to keep everybody on the same page. So that's a quick overview.
So I'm curious because I know that for people listening right now, there's people who use a lot of different software tools like ServiceTitan's really common, Housecall Pro's really common, and a lot of those have like functionality to capture photos of a specific job, like a before and after. And usually it's like has to do with satisfying any sort of customer complaints later, right? Like, hey, you remember this is what we found, you authorized this, here's what we did, you okayed this, like everything's good. But what you're talking about is a little bit more robust than just these kind of one-time, one-transaction sort of events. Why is it important for a company to be able to catalog, like visually, the work and condition of a property over a longer period of time, more than just like one specific job?
Right. Yeah. It's a great question. In general, you're totally right. That's a piece of taking pictures, is to be able proof of work, to be able to prove that maybe you didn't cause damage, like liability, say things like that. Photos are incredibly important for all of that, obviously, to prove the work that you've done. But the where our company has really hit strides with companies and have really allowed them to scale, honestly, is because it's allowed their, I'm going to say this a lot, but it's allowed their team across department to be on the same page. So if you think about all the way from the moment that a new customer calls in to try to get a quote, to try to schedule somebody to go out there to go look at what's going on, you already have a ton of information going on there. And then the initial inspector goes out, you maybe snap a few photos, and then they get stuck on their personal camera roll. Maybe they forget to upload it into ServiceTitan or Housecall Pro, right? And then maybe the work is done, they're able to fix something, they take some notes, it gets stuck in their phone. Now, 2 months later, the client calls back and says, hey, I'm having some issues again. I've worked with you before. And now maybe that person who initially went out quit, right? They walked away with all these photos, all this documentation that wasn't written down. So what happens then if we're able to put a software in place where everything was captured, the photos, the videos, the notes, so that the person that has to go out the next time can automatically jump in and see what happened the last time. And they're caught up to speed. They know what's going on. Maybe they even know, like, you should enter through this door and not this door. The client prefers this over this. There's this element where you have to think about how much time are you taking to attach images to a text, to share a whole bunch of images via email. How many times are you texting and calling back and forth for one single job just to get the information you need? That's the time that you're wasting. And that's where it becomes incredibly beneficial to be able to see holistically across start to finish of a job what's happened, right? And that's where the benefit comes in.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, especially if you're thinking about like a team where there's like maybe the company structure set up where there's multiple people on the team touching the customer at their property. So especially if it's something that's like, hey, maybe a person came out if it's HVAC, you maybe have a normal service tech come out. They're like, we're going to turn this over for an install. They have another install crew come out. Maybe you have somebody else come out to kind of inspect the work. Like there might be multiple people making visits. Totally makes sense to like have that sort of information in one spot. I'm sure you know this, a lot of people in the trades, a lot of complaints that I hear from, like, for instance, clients that we work with is, their techs, they're not the most tech savvy people in the world. Like asking them to do something like check in on a job with ServiceTitan and say, hey, I'm doing this, whatever, however they use their software that they're using. It's like pooling teeth to ask their techs to use technology sometimes. It is the most craziest thing. How do you feel like techs respond to company cam? Do you feel like that it's another sort of like, here's another software we have to learn how to use? It's a little bit more easier for people who have like lower levels of technology adoption. Like what is your experience of how companies accept and implement technology like yours into their teams?
Yeah, it's a great question. And as maybe an owner of a company, if you're not asking that question when you're looking at implementing a new software, you're going to really bite yourself in the foot. you're going to be sad that you didn't ask that question once you sign a contract, decide to sign on with a software company, and then you realize it's going to take 8 months to try to onboard even like one department, and maybe all departments need to have a seat in that software. So great question. It's something to really think about. That is probably my number two big call out as to why people decide to bring on company cam. The first one is because it's reliable and secure. We're not talking about that one. The second one is that it's incredibly easy to use. All you have to have is a smartphone. You can't have a flip phone. You have to have a phone that does support apps at this point. Most people have an Android or an iPhone. But that's the reason why so many people come to us, because guess what? Everybody, while you're listening, open up your phone and take a picture. Everybody knows how to do that. We at Company Cam have replicated that experience to almost feel that native that you don't even realize you're in an app. The moment that you jump into Company Cam, the location you're at pops up for you. You press a camera button and it brings you directly to the camera screen. You snap the photos like you normally would, and then you exit out. And instead of those photos getting stuck in your camera roll, your personal camera roll, they automatically upload to the cloud and you're done. You don't have to ask your techs to sit in their trucks and go and upload after the fact, right? And then have to wait for those uploads. That's what we see happens a lot. A lot of people come to us and they say, my techs just won't, I can't even get them to take photos. They're struggling with the software. They're overwhelmed. They're annoyed at how long it takes. And we've heard that over the years, right? So we've created this experience where the moment you take the picture, it's all done for you. So that's one of the main call outs of why people use Company Cam. Yeah.
It's easy. Yeah, that's crazy. And you said like security is another. Is that the concern people reach out like, well, is this secure, or is that just one of the things like you're really proud of? Like, hey, the platform is built in a way that actually protects customer data, company data, all those things. Like security is obviously important, but I'm just surprised how many people will send like their password to their email over a text message. Like, Is that so you're saying like, hey, this is actually secure. Do you do any sort of like, well, I guess if there's anything that needs to be filtered out, does that get accounted for? Like if a tech takes a picture of something they should not have?
Yeah. Great question. Just to kind of answer on like reliable and secure. First off, we use the Amazon cloud, same cloud that Netflix uses. So that's like, when people hear that, they're like, oh, then we know that the moment our tech takes a picture, it's not going to be lost to the wind. That's what a lot of people come to us and they'll say, I'm using this software and we snapped a lot of photos and none of them are there. So that's where it's like the reliable piece. And then the secure piece is yes. We take care of all those pictures. Those pictures are yours. They're owned by you. And we don't sell that data to anyone. We don't use that data. We are literally the housing of that data for you. And that's it. So that's kind of why so many people choose to work with us, reliable and secure. Next piece that you were saying, sorry, I wanted to hit on both points. Can you remind me of your question?
No, the other question was just like this idea of like, is there the ability to filter out information from a photo?
Yes.
If a tech should not have taken a photo to begin with.
Yes, thank you. And that happens, right? That happens. So that's the beauty too, is CompanyCam is for your company internally. Initially, CompanyCam is an internal tool. So photos are snapped. The only people that can see those photos are within your company. Of course, you can go in and delete photos if you need to. You give certain people access that who can delete and who can't. You can pick and choose. So you can obviously get rid of photos if they shouldn't be in there. The nice thing too is most people are sharing these photos, whether that's with customers or for insurance purposes or with subs that they're working with or with their GCs. So you can actually easily go in and instead of, again, trying to gather all these photos from your crew, then have to attach them to an email or a text and then finally send it off. Instead, with CompanyCam, you open it up, you find the project, you select the photos you want to share. You don't have to send all of them. And then you can simply share them off via a link. That's how we do it. So, you're never going to fall into a bad spot where somebody's going to see a photo they shouldn't. You get to monitor all of that.
Oh, that's really helpful. I can totally see why that's a helpful benefit. And you guys do... to the point mentioned earlier, like a lot of techs sometimes struggle with having multiple software tools. CompanyCam does have like integrations with a large variety of different other tools and services also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of our ethos as a company to not try to be a one-stop shop, because normally one-stop shops tend to do everything a little mediocrely rather than great. So we decided we're just going to be really, really great at the visual capture organization and then the ability to extract that data. We are going to be great at that. And then we are going to go into all the systems that our contractors are using and link up with those systems if we're able to, and so integrate with them. So basically, we can fit into anyone's workflow rather than saying we are the only workflow you can choose. So like, for example, you mentioned HouseCall Pro. We have a direct integration with them. It's an incredibly popular integration simply because it's automatic. You snap the photos in CompanyCam, they directly go to the correct HouseCall Pro job. For the integration, for the softwares we don't integrate with yet, we have an extension, like a Chrome extension, and we also have a really vast Zapier library. So it's pretty effective. People like it.
So, and for if they're using something like Zapier, that'd be able to connect them with things like ServiceTitan, which we mentioned earlier, which if I understand right, you don't have a native integration yet. So you'd probably be able to use like Zaps to kind of make your own connection. Yeah.
Yep. We have a lot of people that use ServiceTitan and us in tandem. Some of them will use, Zapier, and then other people will use our extension if they want to. And the extension is very simple. You download it. It's free on Google Chrome. And wherever you see the little attachment button on any browser website, so even like Facebook, you can go in and attach a photo to a post. Anywhere you see that on any site you log into, it will pop up CompanyCam. And basically you can pick and choose the projects and photos you want to upload automatically. So
that's cool.
It's become a pretty popular item for people. Yeah.
If somebody wants to check out CompanyCam, learn more if this makes sense to fit into their business, what's the best way for somebody to learn more about the product and the tool?
Yeah, good question. So we believe that everybody should try something out and test it out fully with their team before, again, you decide to dive in and jump in with a software, right? So anyone can go in and download the app right now in the App Store, or they can go to companycam.com and start their free trial. Everybody gets to try it 2 weeks for free. They can add their entire team. And we come in and we'll do one-on-one trainings with your team over Zoom so that everybody can get up and running. The nice thing is that getting everybody onboarded is about a 5 to 10 minute process. It's very simple. It's easy to get people up to speed. So yeah, so it's kind of a no-brainer. If you're running into issue, I always say, like, if you're running into issues with getting photos from your team, whether that's into a software or just back to the office, try it out. It's no risk. Try it, see if it fits for you.
I'll make sure that companycam.com is listed in the show notes if anyone wants to learn more about it and do that 2 week trial. Claire, thank you so much for taking the time to join us from the road and to kind of help us all understand the importance of not just having tools that connect together, but also documenting the jobs over time more than just a specific work instance. So yeah, it was awesome having you on. Thank you so much for everything.
Thanks so much.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors, and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.